FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Democrats flip a seat in Congress. CBS News projects Long Islanders have elected Tom Suozzi to replace ousted Republican George Santos.
The people of Long Island and Queens are sick and tired of the political bickering. They've had it. They want us to come together and solve problems.
He'll serve out Santos' remaining 11 months. The Homeland Security Secretary impeached on a second try in the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
The measure is not expected to be approved in the Senate. A driver's been killed, five others injured after a car crashed into a hospital emergency room in Austin, Texas. Dr. Peter DeYoung.
We are so thankful that the building itself appears to be in good condition, and there's been no impact to operations outside of the emergency department at all.
No word on the cause. Police do not believe the crash was intentional. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Weyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place six incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette looks to make it eight in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles are on the road against Butler. The team learned now that they're moved up in the rankings to fifth in the nation. The Badgers, now ranked 20th, hope to snap a four-game losing streak when they host the Ohio State Buckeyes. NBA, the Bucks got another win, this time over the Denver Nuggets, 112-95, Giannis with 35 points. NFL, Super Bowl 58, the most watched event on television ever, 123.4 million viewers. As the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime. I talked to former Badgers and Wisconsin native linebacker Leo Chanel, who forced a Christian McCaffrey fumble in the opening drive and blocked a PAT. Leo talked about Travis Kelce's speech to the team the night before the game.
You know, to see how emotional Travis was, like, you could see in his eyes, like, he wants it, man. Like, you can't say it anymore how much you want it with what he was giving us and how much emotion he was showing. It was awesome.
That's Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and mild today. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind, nice light breeze out of the south at only about 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain, eventually changing to some light snow. 34 tomorrow. Rain and snow in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. It'll be cooler with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go.
This is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
If I say phrases like Fortnite or Minecraft, Call of Duty, or Grand Theft Auto, do you know what I'm talking about? From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Yeah, they're video games, probably video games that you've got in your house or your kids have direct links to. Now, there's a new video game you might want to introduce to the conversation. It was developed by a dairy scientist on the UW-Madison campus, and it's called Moving Cows. That's right, Moving Cows. And it is all about teaching not only farmers, but also their employees proper animal handling techniques. Dr. Jennifer Vanoss talked with me and said, although it may look like a simple game, it's taken some time to develop.
It's been a long time coming. So when I started at UW-Madison in 2018, I met with a lot of Wisconsin dairy farm owners and other people in the dairy industry. And I asked them, what can I do with my applied research and extension program on dairy cattle welfare to help you on your farm in terms of your animal welfare and animal care challenges? And one of the most common answers I got was, could you please come to my farm and help train my staff or help them review best practices on cow handling? Because we know that dairy cows don't see the world the same way human beings do, and we need to essentially learn to speak moo and use our body language to move them appropriately instead of resorting to force. And so I kind of chewed on that for a while, and I thought, you know, there are a lot of really nice resources freely available that tell people about these best principles for cow handling. And the information is correct, but clearly there's a gap where sometimes people aren't able to put that information into practice effectively. So I got the idea to essentially build a flight simulator for cow handling, much like how commercial airline pilots need to do a certain number of hours in a flight simulator before they can get into the cockpit. I thought maybe this would be a way to make it more interactive, more fun and engaging, so people aren't just passively taking in information about cow handling, but can actually practice in a safe, simulated setting. It'll never replace the real thing. You have to kind of learn how to do that dance with the animal, but I thought that this could be an innovative way to allow people to do something more hands-on.
Well, and let's face it, in this day and time, you know, we've got books and books on standard operating procedures at our dairies, but cracking those books is not any easier than it was the day they were introduced. Now, fast forward to introducing technology. Technology that is friendly no matter your educational level, no matter your age. You've come up with a game, essentially, like you said, that's like that flight simulator, except we've got cows that are the forefront of our focus.
Exactly. And no previous game playing experience is necessary. So I don't even consider myself a gamer. I never would have imagined that my career would have taken me to become a game developer. But even watching a video is something more passive. In this way, it's much more hands-on. And so we have seen now that the technology is there, and it is even being applied in ag settings. So John Deere has a tractor simulator that's like a flight simulator, but this is the first application of this kind of technology to livestock handling. And so we thought, let's just start by having people practice routine cow handling, because we know that multiple times a day on every dairy farm where cows are milked in a parlor, you have to move them there. And so that's what people practice in the game. And I do want to emphasize also that our priority isn't to make money off of this. We're doing this because we want to help people who work on dairy farms. And so the app is freely available, whether you use an Apple device or an Android device. There are no advertisements. It's really meant to be something to help people in the dairy industry.
Well, and although we may call it a game, in reality, it's not. It is designed to instill proper practices. So give me a little rundown on what I'm going to see, Jen, when I grab this Moving Cows game. What am I going to see? How did you create the scenarios? Because I'm thinking there's a lot of different ways that you could go when it comes to scenarios you want to work with folks on.
Yeah, it's true. And so the main learning objectives in the game are to understand how human behavior affects cow behavior, cow stress, and then how that affects downstream milk production. So we really wanted to start from the basics. Of course, there are much more complex cow handling scenarios that can happen on the farm. But this is really about, okay, it's time now to fetch the cows for milking. So we have different environments. We have these initial tutorial levels that are in a pasture paddock so that it's this wide open area where you can practice some of the basic principles. And then we move into a parallel milking parlor. And then we also have a free stall home pen so you can practice getting cows up from their stalls or away from the feed bunk. So there are 8 levels total in the game. And we have actually developed different versions that we've improved over time with feedback from people who work on Wisconsin dairy farms. So now the full game, 8 levels, takes approximately half an hour, give or take. Some people take a lot less time, some people take more time to finish it. And at the very end, you actually get a certificate of completion. And that just gets downloaded into the gallery on your phone or on your tablet. And that can be used to demonstrate continuing education for things like the Farm Animal Care Program, which every dairy farm in the U.S. participates in. So again, we really want this to be a beneficial educational resource. And we hope that it's something that's fun to play as well. But it's what's called a, quote, serious game. That's the technical term for it, because it's meant to be educational.
Excellent. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, who is the project lead on this new Moving Cows game, serious game, as she said. She was also helped along by Dr. Nigel Cook and other collaborators that have made this friendly for dairy producers, their employees, family members, anybody that's coming in contact with those animals. What's the feedback been like, Jen, for those folks that got involved in the version 1.0 and even the latest version? What have they been saying?
Yeah, I think that feedback is really key, because we didn't want to just design this game with what we think is the appropriate information here in the ivory tower. We wanted to kind of co-create it with the end users. And so we went through multiple stages of feedback. Actually, before even version one, we had prototypes where we did focus groups with dairy farm owners and employees who serve as milkers or in other roles. And these people spoke both English and Spanish, or one or the other of those two languages, because the app is actually available in both English and Spanish. And you can switch between those languages at any time. So we ask people questions such as, how comfortable are you using touchscreen devices or apps in the first place? And then what their impressions of the game were. So how much did you enjoy it? How challenging was it? Also, how useful do you think it would be for people if they have no experience with dairy cows, or even if they're quite experienced, could this be useful? And so we've been really encouraged so far. Of course, there's a lot of variability. It isn't for everyone. But on the whole, people gave it a 4 out of 5 on average for how much they enjoyed it. And they also gave it a 4 out of 5 for how useful they think it would be, not only for a new person to learn cow handling for the first time, but even for experienced people to refresh what the best practices are. So we thought that that was really good news.
We're talking about a new game called Moving Cows. As Dr. Jennifer Van Oss pointed out, no charge, no ads. They just want it out there for public consumption for those folks that are directly handling animals. Now, it is available in both Android as well as Apple. You can download it from your Play Store, your App Store, and use it for free. And it's also hosted by the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine's dairy apps. Now, what's going to happen from here on out, Jen? Is there going to be a version 3.0? Are you going to pivot to calf handling or something like that? Or is that also included in this version?
I think there's a lot of opportunity for where this could go in the future. So the current version of Moving Cows that's in the app stores just focuses on adult lactating cows in the context of getting cows to and inside the milking parlor. So we were really fortunate to get some internal funding from UW-Madison as well as from the Wisconsin Dairy Innovation Hub that allowed us to make this app for free and put it out there for people to use. In the future, we may need to do some app maintenance to make sure it's up to date as people's devices and operating systems evolve. So we're really hoping we can get maybe some industry partners that want to support us in that effort. And in terms of other applications, we actually have a huge wish list of other scenarios on a dairy farm where we could apply this kind of serious game or simulator concept to help people practice these scenarios. But we could also foresee it going to other sectors like beef cattle or even other species. But of course, that would take funding. And I do want to say a lot of the ideas for where the game could potentially be helpful came from people who work on dairy farms. So Dr. Cook, and I had some ideas. You know, maybe we could do a down cow or non-ambulatory cow scenario. Mm-hmm. But when we talked with milkers and other people who work on the farm, they had brought up ideas we hadn't even thought of. And mm-hmm. so they said, I feel nervous when I'm in a calving pen or maternity pen, and that's something where I'd like a lot more practice. And so we take that very seriously. We want feedback from people who are working on farms and who would make use of this kind of educational tool.
And that's what you're going to have to keep in mind when you download or get ready to play Moving Cows. It is an educational tool, although at first blush, it does look like a fun video game. That's Dr. Jennifer Van Oss from the UW-Madison campus. She's in the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences as an assistant professor and extension specialist. Now, as she said, it's available for download on both Apple and Android platforms. No cost and no ads. Moving Cows, that's MOOVING Cows. Download it and share it today. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, the
WRJN. I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Time for our Compere Financial Ag Weather Update. Stumacher Ag Meteorologist jumping on the horn with us now. Let's talk a little bit about what's developing. Today's going to be a surprisingly decent day from what I'm seeing in my forecast, Stu. But then everything starts to pivot and change for just the opposite once we hit dinner time, huh?
Yeah, even later than that. I mean, some sunshine today. Nice temperatures will push up into the 40s. A very, very nice situation. Really nice Valentine's Day, mid-February. Nothing wrong with that. But tonight, things change. Low pressure is going to build in from the west. A system... Oh, I expect your supper time or later should be around southern Iowa, south central Iowa. By early tomorrow should be around northeast Illinois. What does that mean? Well, the air wrapping around that low and the moisture with it is going to mean some precipitation. That's what I expect develops tonight and lasts into early tomorrow. There's a winter weather advisory issued across most of central Wisconsin. In fact, the southern line of that boundary is Vernon, Richland, Sauk, Columbia, Dodge, Washington County, and then up to Sheboygan County. Ozaukee County out of it. The winter weather advisory from midnight till 6 a.m. carries up through central Wisconsin, almost all the way up to that east-west Highway 8 in the northern part of the state. In between is where I expect wintry weather. Yesterday, I talked about what could be some snow from, that line about La Crosse to Fond du Lac and the lakeshore. Maybe a little further north of that now, the heaviest band of snow. But I think we're talking right through parts of central Wisconsin or just a bit to the south, where some near 2 to 4 inch accumulations become the possibility. A little further south, we look down toward Prairie du Chien, Madison, Milwaukee, a couple of inches there. Maybe a little more rainfall in the south. This all could change. That low may travel just a little further south. That would bring that snow line a bit further south as well. Could push further north. Rain would be more something we see then as well. Right now, that's the way things look. As that low passes off to our south tonight, the cloudy skies, the precipitation, that's all part of it. The cold air builds in behind that, and that's when I expect as we move on toward Friday and Saturday, daytime highs may struggle to break out of the 20s. We haven't been that cold since back in January. All of a sudden, we're going to have a couple of cold days in store, and after a little loose snow or some rain, that means that cleanup doesn't happen automatically. Mother Nature just doesn't melt it all away and dry it all up, so we may have a little wintry cleanup to deal with here yet this week. The sunshine returns, though, and on through the weekend, brighter and kind of colder, warming up into early next week. I talked about how it drops down and struggles to get out of the 20s. By Sunday and Monday, more likely 30s or even low 40s return here. So not a real long-lived cold spell, but there is some cold air that's going to take us on toward the end of this week and at least to start the weekend, reminding us that it still is February and it's not all peaches and sunshine. Yeah, tell that to the daffodils and the tulips we hear that are trying to come up and the guys getting the maple syrup harvest underway. It's going to be a little cool and kind of wintry, at least for a couple of days. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
There's something special and brand new happening at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke telling you to go to the store for this in-store experience. Corner of Nesbitt Road and Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. This is a brand new, locally sourced, procured and developed brat that Bavaria Sausage has exclusively. And let me tell you, it's fantastic. It is a special Berkshire brat. When I say Berkshire, I'm talking about the breed of hog that they used for this brat. And it is fantastic. Right now, you can go in, try it yourself, taste test it, share it with your friends, your family. But remember, limited supplies of this special Berkshire brat. So head in today, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5, not available online. Enjoy the old world flavor of this special Berkshire brat at Bavaria Sausage. All righty, let's hear about this crazy system that's kind of making a quick visit to Wisconsin's too.
All right, Pam. Well, there's snow this morning in western and central South Dakota, right on the northern edge of Nebraska as well. That's where it is at this time. We still have an okay day in store. Remember, the winter weather advisory from midnight tonight till 6 a.m. tomorrow, all the way from southeast Minnesota across to eastern Wisconsin and further to the north. Today, I expect we're in for some sun, and our Compere Financial Ag Weather Forecast includes that nice sunshine to start. Clouds developing today into the low and mid-40s, a very mild Valentine's Day. South winds about 5 to 10, but clouds and some rain mixing with changing to snow at night could be heavy at times. I've talked about that 2 to 4, right around where that winter weather advisory is in north, an inch or two further south. Now, I expect nighttime temperatures to drop. It could be freezing on a bit in the morning as we fall into the very low 30s, and winds will become northwest through the nighttime at about 5 to 15. Some morning clouds Thursday, maybe a little light snow, especially in the east, and some clearing later in the day. Lower 30s, best we can do. Northwest winds 10 to 20, gusting around 30. And by Friday, maybe a little morning snow, but more likely a partly sunny, colder day. Upper 20s with the northwest winds 5 to 15. Kind of the same story for Saturday, Pam. More sun, but upper 20s. But then probably in the mid and upper 30s already by Sunday. So we start to warm it up.
All right. I can handle that. Beachy dandy. Good deal. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, my friend, and be ready for snow totals and hopefully a turning of the corner, shall we say.
Yeah, get your snow measuring stick going.
All right, man. See you later. Thanks.
See ya.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist with our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Like he said, rainfall reporters, I guess you're going to be snowfall reporters for the next 24 to 36 hours. Let's make sure you're ready. First of all, that talk text line is where I want to hear what's happening in your backyard. How much snow? How are the road conditions? Those are all things that matter very much at this time of the day. So I'd appreciate your input. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Ag weather on this Wednesday morning. Happy Valentine's Day. Brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial, your financial partner. Committed to agriculture and rural America. Go to Compeer.com for more.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on AM 1400, 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy. People are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
CBS News Brief. Democrats flip a seat in Congress. CBS News projects Long Islanders have elected Tom Suozzi to replace ousted Republican George Santos.
The people of Long Island and Queens are sick and tired of the political bickering. They've had it. They want us to come together and solve problems.
He'll serve out Santos' remaining 11 months. The Homeland Security Secretary impeached on a second try in the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
The measure is not expected to be approved in the Senate. A driver's been killed, five others injured after a car crashed into a hospital emergency room in Austin, Texas. Dr. Peter DeYoung.
We are so thankful that the building itself appears to be in good condition, and there's been no impact to operations outside of the emergency department at all.
No word on the cause. Police do not believe the crash was intentional. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wayhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place 6 incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel-Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette looks to make it 8 in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles, are on the road against Butler. The team learned now that they're moved up in the rankings to 5th in the nation. The Badgers, now ranked 20th, hope to snap a 4-game losing streak when they host the Ohio State Buckeyes. NBA, the Bucks got another win, this time over the Denver Nuggets, 112-95, Giannis with 35 points. NFL, Super Bowl 58, the most watched event on television ever, 123.4 million viewers as the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime. I talked to former Badgers and Wisconsin native linebacker Leo Chanel, who forced a Christian McCaffrey fumble in the opening drive and blocked a PAT. Leo talked about Travis Kelce's speech to the team the night before the game.
You know, to see how emotional Travis was, like, you could see in his eyes, like, he wants it, man. Like, you can't say it anymore how much you want it with what he was giving us and how much emotion he was showing. It was awesome.
That's Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alba. Wednesday, noon till 3. We're celebrating Valentine's with love specialist Kira Sabin right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and mild today. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind, nice light breeze out of the south at only about 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain eventually changing to some light snow. 34 tomorrow. Rain and snow in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. It'll be cooler with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20,000, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
African American soldiers have participated in every major U.S. war, but often served with only black troops. The 1948 President Harry Truman signed an executive order that integrated the United States Armed Forces following the end of World War II. This action supported the rights of black soldiers and is still considered one of the earliest signs of desegregation. Today, more than 30% of the military is black. Listen for more Black History Stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people that say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, you know, look, take games, for example, right, Ebo? It's the best game you've ever seen. It's the greatest play in NBA history. It's the most remarkable moment the NFL has ever seen. We get so sucked in to the micro, into the here and now. And
spreading farm information. And occasionally, manure. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Be careful doing that. We've got precipitation in the forecast starting as soon as this evening. In fact, western Wisconsin, you have got kind of a winter weather advisory in effect. You could pick up 2 to 4 inches of snow by the time everything's said and done. That starts at midnight tonight until about 6 a.m. on Thursday. Today, though, partly sunny skies, 46 are expected high. Tonight, down to 33 as that storm moves in. Then Thursday morning, clouds and 35 degrees, sunshine by the afternoon. Friday, same situation, morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, but it'll stay pretty cool on Friday. Daytime highs around 29 degrees. So glad you're along with us. So today is Happy Valentine's Day. It's February 14th. On this day back in 1960, John F. Kennedy was campaigning in Fort Atkinson. The soundtrack you would hear blaring from their, I guess we'd say, campaign vehicles was Frank Sinatra's High Hopes. He started a campaign swing through southern Wisconsin, stopped and gave a speech in Fort Atkinson. He also went to Whitewater, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. And yes, Jackie was along with them. So that happened on this day back in 1960. On this day in 1876, the telephone is patented. Both Alexander Graham Bell and Elisha Gray applied for a patent on the same day. Alexander Graham Bell, as we've been told by history, won. Happened on this day in 1876. On this day in 1931, the original Dracula was put on the big screen. And do you remember who the star of the original Dracula was? Bela Lugosi. Yep, that was on this day back in 1931. And happy birthday this morning to, I think of him as Las Vegas entertainer, Teller, part of Penn and Teller, 76 years young today. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's Steffes Group.com. Chat with Ashley Hewn about another upcoming event that Wisconsin folks might want to pay attention to. And the reason I say this is, let's face it, it can create a lot of anxiety if you're thinking about holding an auction, selling some of your equipment. This is kind of an excellent way to put your big toe in the water. Hi, Ashley.
Yeah, truly. In springtime, we're going to see a lot of activity here. We've set up this sale for the Wisconsin area equipment auction. It's going to be the last week of March on the 27th. That's going to be primetime selling this spring. We still think we're going to have just a really good market. Maybe not as hot as last year, or it was fourth quarter last year, but still strong because a lot hasn't happened or changed at this point.
Well, and by that time, you know how it is. Everybody will be getting excited. You're just close enough to spring tillage work that, again,
momentum may get the best of you.
Yeah, I'm excited for spring already, the way the weather is, but who knows what'll come in the next couple months. It's just how it is where we live. But as far as the equipment side of things, again, it's going to be strong. There's a lot of people trying to position themselves to take on more land and expand, and it's going to be a good market.
So a couple questions that I've heard growers, farmers ask you about. First of all, is what if you don't have a good day? What if there's not a lot of people online? What if? Walk through some of the general questions that people have before they put a piece onto this kind of unique Wisconsin sale.
Yeah, so we don't take anything for granted. I mean, every piece gets marketed down to a per item level. We're not just saying, hey, there's tractors on our website or there's trucks. Oh, no. If you're runner-up bidders are going to get emails that, hey, there's another one coming up. And so really that marketing down to a per piece, the digital marketing is unbelievable. It's a little scary when they start telling you how they do it. But we're going to find the buyers. And we not only are they registered on our website, but they're getting information from us all the time and in five different ways. So there isn't any misses like that.
You know, and that's the other thing. Somebody came by and said they were kind of sheepish because they felt like their one piece probably wouldn't bring much. And boy, you guys were quick to point out, maybe not in your neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. And we're starting to do, like, this will be a regional thing, and we seem to bring the number of pieces, hold it somewhere around 200 or less pieces to give it that validity. We're going to put your phone number on there. You're going to get calls from a lot of different people, and caring sellers make for caring buyers. Don't ever forget that. We want to be partners with you in the selling process and not adversarial in any way, and what you know about the equipment, we want you to share with the rest of the world.
Ashley Hewen, along with us from the Steffes Group. Again, remember that website, steffesgroup.com, Steffes Group. Now, again, what do I need to know if I've got one or two pieces and now I finally decided, yeah, it's got to go? What do I need to do for you, Ashley? Do I need to take pictures and send it to you? How does this kind of a deal work?
Well, as far as pictures goes, we want to be on your farm taking the pictures. That's what you're paying us to do, and that's what we do. But it really starts with that phone call. We do business at the kitchen table. We're old school that way. We want to come visit. We want to talk to you. We want to go take a tour of your farm and really become partners for in the future.
What phone number do you want them to call if that's the situation they want to broach?
You can just call our 800 number or the Wisconsin phone number, either one.
Excellent. You'll find it all online. Steffesgroup.com. Steffes Group. Ashley Hewen along with us. Don't miss that Wisconsin equipment auction. Get your items lined up. It's going to be coming up on Wednesday, March 27th, starting at 1 p.m. That's when they pop that firecracker. So be a part of that auction. Again, steffesgroup.com. Ashley Hewen from the Steffes Group.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Picture this, you in a company vehicle traveling across the picturesque landscapes of southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Your mission? To provide top-notch service and installations of milking equipment. Tri-County Dairy Supply is on the lookout for dynamic service technicians to join their teams in Janesville and Watertown. If you've got experience in farming, electrical work, plumbing, welding, refrigeration, or maintenance, send your resumes to tricountydairy@tds.net or apply in person in Janesville. Must have a valid driver's license. Don't miss this opportunity.
Well, they're quickly wrapping up business down at the state capitol, at least for this session. There's some items that are going to be left behind to be taken up at a later date. There are other items that are streaming towards the finish line. I talked about it yesterday with Wisconsin Senator Joan Balwig from Marquesan. Of course, she is the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and she said there are a couple items that she's afraid will be left behind for future work.
Well, I think one of the things might be the transition to grazing grants. It was brought out a little bit later, and it is something that is usually something that ends up in a budget. So that one I'm not sure is going to make it through, but we'll take a look at that next session. The carbon calculator that I think is a really terrific idea seems to be stalled out. Also, you know, the devil is always in the details.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Baldwin from Marquesan. Now, the good news is they do have a few items that she believes will actually make it to the finish line, many of which pertain to Wisconsin agriculture and our rural communities.
Two economic issues that I think are going to make through. there's a couple ideas for TIF districts, tax incremental funding districts, excuse me, that are trying to help out a new processing plant for potatoes up in the Stevens Point area, and then down in Evansville for soy processing. So those are two things that I think are going to get done, so we can help everybody, especially in those particular areas.
Joan Baldwin, Senator from Marquesan, Chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Well, markets and overnight electronic trade right now are all in the red ink. Remember what John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing told us yesterday. China is out of the market celebrating their Lunar New Year, and Brazil is out of the market as well. December corn's down two right now at 4.67. November beans down a nickel at 11.59. July wheat's down nine at 5.88. Barrel cheese gained a half yesterday at 1.60. 40-pound block cheese, AA butter were both unchanged. March milk this morning is down a penny, currently at 17.42 a hundredweight. 2022 Census on Agriculture results were released yesterday. What caught my attention? Looks like we do have more young people under the age of 35 that are getting involved in production agriculture. And according to the census information, 36% of all farms in the United States now operated by women.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJM.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well. And we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never mount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM,
WRJN. Provide some insight into what those farmers are doing during the winter and what customers should know for this year's season.
Fair Share CSA Coalition supports about 40 endorsed farms, and then we have an additional number of affiliated farms. So Fair Share supports about 80 small-scale diversified vegetable farms across the Midwest, with a majority of them being in Wisconsin.
And with those CSA farmers, what change-ups maybe are those producers making right now?
Two major things two major adjustments we've seen in CSA since the pandemic specifically, and then in the last few years, has been an increase of customizable shares and home delivery. So online sales portals during the pandemic really took off and became more efficient for both consumers and farmers to use. So this helps a lot with customizing, where customers can swap or pick from a curated list that goes into their box each week just right online. So the technological advances during the pandemic really made that model easier for farmers to offer. We've also seen a lot of our farmers offer home delivery options as well, especially with safety considerations during the pandemic and ease of access for folks who maybe can't go out to a drop site. And then market shares are also something where we've seen a lot of growth, where members can pay upfront at the beginning of the season, just like a traditional CSA share. But instead of receiving a box, they can shop for their produce at a designated pickup spot on the farm or at the farm's market booth. That's also been gaining popularity. It combines the flexibility of a customizable share, where people can kind of pick what food they want from their farmer, while also reducing some of the burden on the farmer to put a box together every week. There's a lot less logistics that go into a market share. So those are a few things that we've seen. A lot more flexibility on the customer end and a lot more ease from the farmer's perspective.
A lot of those decisions are made with that customer in mind. Obviously, the consumer preferences have changed and those make a difference. Is buying local still strong among consumers within the CSA program, or how have their preferences changed?
Yeah, so we've seen local food purchasing in general is still a really strong trend. The pandemic caused unprecedented change in where, how, and what food consumers were purchasing and where it came from and how they're getting it. The University of Kentucky has actually done some really interesting research on consumer preferences. They're currently in the process of running another consumer study with even more updated information. But what we've seen regionally in our farmer network is we saw a really large increase in CSA purchasing during 2020, 2021, and now we're seeing a little bit closer to numbers to where we were pre-pandemic, but other local markets like farmers markets and food co-ops are still really strong as well. So definitely a little ebb and flow over the pandemic just in terms of CSA, but local purchasing overall has stayed pretty steady.
What are the high demand products that consumers are asking for, or even some that maybe are going faster than others that you've seen?
Yeah, so we've seen a big increase in winter and storage shares. So that's kind of like late season shares. You know, the traditional CSA, at least in the Midwest, kind of goes, it depends on the farm, obviously, but like there's a spring share, which kind of is April and May, and then the full season share usually goes September, October. There's an increase in winter or storage shares, which are kind of that late season, like October, November storage. Crops like onions, potatoes, things that can last really well. People seem to be really interested in local purchasing, continuing beyond what's seen as the standard growing season where the farmers markets are in full swing. So we've seen a lot more interest in kind of that late season purchasing. And then add-ons have also been really popular. So farms who offer grain or meat add-ons where you can kind of purchase additional things in addition to your veggies, eggs, flours, to kind of round out and offer more of a whole diet type share has been something that we've seen a lot of increase in. It's also really attractive for consumers because it cuts down on the number of products they have to buy elsewhere. So CSA can become kind of more of a one-stop pickup rather than, you know, one of several places you have to go to get your groceries.
And with that higher demand that we talked about of people wanting that local grown food, how have prices changed?
So as with most things the last few years, the price of farming inputs, overall costs in general have risen. Many small-scale diversified vegetable farmers aren't making a living wage when you look at their overall hours they work compared to their income, just in general, because farming is a lot of work. It's really hard. It's expensive to get everything you need. So we've seen CSA share prices rise in conjunction with other rising prices in order for farmers to continue to run successful and sustainable farm businesses. The farmers that we work with, they raise their price because they need to be able to succeed in their business, not necessarily because they're selling out super fast and want to make a bunch of money on it. The farmers that we work with are very cost conscious and thinking through what is a fair price for their labor and what is a fair price for the food they're growing, and kind of the tension between wanting to feed people and needing to make a living wage. So prices have been rising, but for the most part, that is from what we've been hearing, it's due to the rising prices, not necessarily just because of consumer preferences in general. It's really focused on making sure that their businesses are sustainable.
How can farmers become a CSA if they're interested?
Yeah, there's a great video series on the CSA Innovation Network's website called CSA Starts Here. And it's five Midwestern farmers that kind of walk through potential CSA farmers through all the considerations they'll need to take into account and all those skills they'll need to start a CSA. So that's a really great resource. A few of the things to consider is having a really solid crop plan, because CSA shares require diversification. You need a lot of different fruits and veggies to put in your box for your consumers to be happy. Setting up good marketing, because it's a direct-to-consumer channel, and prioritizing customer service are crucial aspects of succeeding with the CSA model. So those are a few things to think about. And then checking out that resource, which is on the CSA Innovation Network's website. Other resources from farm support organizations like FairShare are all really great places to start.
How can customers sign up to purchase a share of a CSA farm's produce? How soon should they be signing up?
In today's digital age, most farms have CSA forms directly on their website. So you can check with farm support organizations for tools to find a farm. FairShare has an online farm search tool, which is really handy. Do a simple Google search, look on social media. You can ask friends, family at the farmer's market or at food co-ops to find CSA farms. And then once you kind of narrow it down, usually the sign-up form is just right on the website. Farms are, you know, have really dialed in on how to make it as easy as possible to sign up. And sign-ups are in full swing. CSA week is just around the corner, which is February 19th to the 25th, which is the busiest time of year for CSA signups. So it's definitely a good time. If you're worried about a farm selling out, which does happen, now is definitely the time to find a share.
That was Tess Romanski, Communications and Development Manager for the Fair Share CSA Coalition. She added that it's more than just getting food from a farmer that you know. It's about supporting that farmer, living a healthier lifestyle, and truly understanding how your food is grown so that you can continue to share that knowledge with future generations. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
A Canadian company introduces a biodegradable seed coating. Details ahead on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Lucent Biosciences in West Vancouver, British Columbia, has created a biodegradable micronutrient seed coating. Michael Riedick is co-founder and CEO.
Our mission is to develop new types of crop inputs that help the transition in the agri-food system to sustainability.
Riedick says the product Nutrios is free of microplastics.
Microplastics are used in macronutrient slow-release coatings. They are used in seed coatings as well. And I was just reading an article last week about studies that are done that show that these microplastics also end up in the leaf tissue and basically in our food.
Riedick says a microplastics ban is on the horizon in Europe, and he adds the U.S. and Canada are likely not far behind.
It makes a lot of sense because nobody wants microplastics in their food, and this is how we are looking to help.
Riedick says Nutrios is for corn, soybeans, and wheat in the U.S. and Canada.
There's a lot of enthusiasm among farmers for new types of crop inputs that won't have these problems that relate to pollution and climate.
Learn more at lucentbiosciences.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
On Wednesday, the empowering duo behind Educators Amplified join us again to talk shop. Schools.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcome back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.